This is the Taxpayers Federation podcast, where we're fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta director here in Lethbridge. My good friend Franco Terrazano is back. Welcome back, Franco.
I want to say it's always good to be back here in Ottawa, but I wouldn't mean that.
It's good to have you back on the podcast, regardless. You were missed last week. So while you were out, though, a lot of things happened with one of your favorite offices. The Parliamentary Budget Officer put out a couple of reports. Wanted to start with our big one, which is, of course, the carbon tax. Now, I don't want to risk either of us fainting for having heard it so many times, but survey says the carbon tax actually costs you more, even with the rebates factored in. I don't know how many times this poor PBO has had to put out the same data, but survey says again that yes, indeed, with the rebates factored in, Canadians are still getting screwed by Trudeau's carbon tax. Can you give us the details of this latest report?
Yeah, and screwed, I think that's actually the scientific term for it. Well, look, with the latest PBO report, the third one saying the same thing, the PBO's report is just driving a truck through Trudeau's favorite carbon tax spin about the rebates. So here's what the PBO's report shows, okay? It shows that the carbon tax will cost the average family up to $399 more this year than what they get back in rebates. So the carbon tax is costing average families hundreds of dollars more than the rebates. But wait, there's worse news, because Trudeau wants to crank up that carbon tax every single year. So by 2030, the carbon tax will cost the average family up to $900 more than what they get back in rebates. But wait, there's more bad news, because even that number downplays the total cost. Because when we throw these numbers to you, those are annual costs, right? But to figure out the total cost, you have to sum up each year. So from now to the end of 2030, the carbon tax will cost the average family like up to $4,000 more than what they're getting back in rebates. Okay, so hundreds, if not thousands of dollars is the total cost of the carbon tax to average Canadian families, even after the rebate. And oh wait, more bad news on the carbon tax, because the PBO's report only talks about the consumer carbon tax, right? The carbon tax that you pay at the pumps or on your natural gas heating bill. But Trudeau also has an industrial carbon tax, right? And that tax hits you as well. And Trudeau has also buried another carbon tax in fuel regulations, right? That's what we call the second carbon tax. But at the end of the day, folks, the PBO's numbers confirm that the carbon tax is costing average Canadians more money than what they're getting back in rebates.
You know, it's a little frustrating, because we've got the obvious cost of the carbon tax. Like, anyone with a shred of common sense understands, you cannot hand the Trudeau government or any government a 20 and expect a $50 bill back at no cost to you. Like, they are not a magical wealth generating machine. That is not how this works. So for the government to not only charge us so much just for like heating our homes and growing and buying food or driving to work, all the essentials of life, but to turn around and basically say, oh, and it's not costing you money, which, by the way, would defeat the entire purpose of the carbon tax, right? But then also kind of imply that we should like it, like we should thank them. We should stop getting so uppity and accusing our betters of fleecing us. Did you have any response at all? I don't know if you got a chance to see it, where Stéphane Guibault, the environment minister, came out after the PBO report. He's like, look, this vindicates me. But he like reads the first sentence and then like stops reading. Did you see that?
I did say it. Okay, folks, so let me get a little wonky here and push back on what you'll hear all the time from Trudeau or his environment minister, Guibault. When they say like households are getting more than what they pay, well, they're not talking about all of the costs, right? So when you look at all of the different costs from the carbon tax, as the PBO did, no, it's costing Canadians more than they get back in rebates. You know, how Guibault or Trudeau is framing it, Chris, it's kind of like me saying, yeah, I'm sticking to my diet, if you don't count the Big Mac and fries I have Friday night after my big beer binge, right? Well, that's not how it works. Like, why? You have to look at all the costs. And the carbon tax costs trickle throughout the entire economy, because it impacts nearly all of Canadian life, right? Everyone knows that the carbon tax makes it more expensive for you to drive to work or to the store. Everyone knows that the carbon tax costs you, it's like hundreds of dollars extra to heat your home every year. But also, like, let's just use food as an example, right? So the carbon tax will cost Canadian farmers $1 billion by 2030. Okay. Well, the carbon tax is also costing Canadian truckers about $2 billion this year. Yep. So when the carbon tax makes it more expensive for farmers to grow food and makes it more expensive for truckers to deliver food, the carbon tax is also making it more expensive for you to buy food. Now, multiply that by almost every different interaction throughout the entire economy. And that's how you get that the carbon tax is costing the Canadian economy about $12 billion this year, and those costs are growing. So when you look at all the different costs that the carbon tax hammers Canadians with, as the PBO did, yeah, the carbon tax is costing average Canadian families hundreds of dollars more than what they're getting back in rebates. And that's just the consumer carbon tax.
Yeah, it's not the industrial and it's not the second carbon tax. Just to give people who are new to the show an idea of what this costs you in day to day, filling up a minivan, the carbon tax alone is going to cost you around 13 bucks extra. Pickup truck, like they're everywhere here in Lethbridge. I think they're breeding like gremlins. That costs you about 20 bucks extra. Big rig trucker, filling up two of those cylinder tanks with diesel, because keep in mind, it's a 21 cent per liter carbon tax on diesel. What does diesel do? Well, I don't know, just moves everything that we need. So that's going to cost the trucker about 200 bucks just in the carbon tax this year, extra with filling up. And that's only going to get worse. It kind of dawned on me when you put it that way, with the big carbon tax on diesel, is that this Trudeau government is really taxing everything that moves.
And they're taxing taxes. Okay, so last little thing about the
people, sit down. This is knocked my socks off. Go ahead, Frank.
One last thing about, like, just poking a hole in Trudeau's rebates spin, right? So the federal government charges its sales tax on top of the carbon tax. So this carbon tax on tax alone will cost Canadians $400 million this year. Tax on tax alone, $400 million this year. And the government isn't even pretending to rebate that tax on tax money back to you. Oh, by the way, it costs the government $200 million to hire the bureaucrats to administer the carbon tax. Okay? So look, if you think that the government can hit you with a carbon tax, skim hundreds of millions of dollars off the top, then tax that carbon tax, and somehow make you better off, well, then my mom's got some ocean view property in Lethbridge to sell you.
She lives
around. Of course it can't happen.
I know. So that makes me super mad, because if you add that up, like the administration costs and like the DST tax on tax, whatever. So there's a technical term in media where you surprise someone with a question. Usually when you're outside, it's called gooning. Can I goon you with a question that we haven't discussed before?
Yeah, let's go.
So at the Taxpayers Federation, we get emails all the time from our supporters and we reply to them personally. Quite often I've noticed it's a perennial question. How could we fight a tax on tax? Like, isn't that wrong or illegal or whatever? And I'm sorry to surprise you with the question, but would this cause like a constitutional crisis? Would Quebec leave or something? How can we get rid of a tax on tax?
Okay, so first of all, every provincial government east of Manitoba charges tax on tax at the fuel pumps, for example. That means there's a whole bunch of provincial governments that do not. Right? So it's not like this is a technical thing where you have to have sales tax on top of these other taxes. It's not, because there's plenty of provincial governments out west who have sales taxes and don't impose them on other taxes at the pumps, for example. Of course, there's one beautiful province that doesn't even have a sales tax, speaking of Lethbridge. So it's not a technical requirement that you have to have tax on tax. In fact, there's actually a private member's bill right now in the House of Commons that would remove this tax on tax from the carbon tax. So it can be done.
I'm so happy when I get surprised by the stuff, you know, that I haven't asked you about before. Okay, so
these headphones, I've got Ryan in my ear, just give me lines.
Just repeat it, repeat it. Okay, so that wasn't all from the parliamentary budget officer. There was more. Super impressed with some of these reports, but I just, okay, so I skimmed this one. I saw your news release come across. Did I read this right? So I thought we had a $40 billion deficit on this year's federal budget. Yes, $40 billion, folks. That would build around 37 new hospitals, by the way. And it's more? How can it be more?
6 months, $6 billion over budget with the deficit, right? So back in April, you had Trudeau release his 2024 budget. And I think the technical term for it was dumpster fire, I think, right? Yeah. It was a $40 billion deficit, even after a capital gains tax hike. Like, I don't even know how that's possible. You hike taxes and still run a $40 billion deficit. And then just now, the PBO comes out with another report looking at the finances, and it says, well, no, it's probably going to be a $46 billion deficit. So in 6 months, the deficit looks like it's going to be $6 billion more than what Trudeau outlined in his 2024 budget. And of course, these massive deficits for years now, well, it means like get ready for higher taxes down the road, more of your money being wasted on interest charges, and more debt that your kids and your grandkids are going to have to pay back.
That, okay, so 6 months and $6 billion?
Over like budget with a deficit.
That's $1 billion a month extra that they're spent. How? No, really, like, I wouldn't be able to do this if I tried. Like, I'd be buying, like, I don't know, Starlink and, like, islands and stuff. Like, how do they overspend more, like, by more than $1 billion a month?
Well, that's like the question. Like, why are we paying so much for so little?
Yeah.
Well, one thing that's really a concern is how much money is being wasted on interest charges.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because that's just wasted money down the drain that taxpayers have to pay and don't get anything from. Right? So, like, look, like, the interest charges on the debt are going to be around $53-ish, $54 billion this year. So, I mean, they're blowing, interest charges are blowing a $1 billion hole in the budget every single week. And just for a comparison, this year, the federal government will spend more money on interest on the debt than it sends to the provinces in health transfers. Okay, about every penny that you pay in the federal sales tax is going to pay interest on the debt. In fact, about 11 cents of every dollar that the government takes from you, interest on the debt.
Wow. That is just, we've got to have some fiscal discipline here. To lighten the mood, I drew this. I thought it was a good representation of a cabinet meeting. So there's a reason why I drew this. I was trying to put a clown show thing on Twitter.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
It's better to have an image. And my daughter, rightly so, I was cheating and saying, I'll just get AI to do it for free. And she said, Mom, you're being a major hypocrite because you don't like AI and you want to fight the Terminator. So I took 5 minutes and drew that masterpiece. But I think it's a good, this, hey, there's Freeland. There's Trudeau. Here's our clown show cabinet meeting. And they're just throwing money into a bonfire.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
That's where we're at. I need, if I were still drinking, I'd need a drink right now. Do you want to talk about booze?
Speaking of which, folks, if you're, let's do a little trigger warning here.
Okay.
If it's nighttime and you need a glass, you know, something to drown away your sorrows during this podcast, you might want to pour yourself a stiff one. If it's morning time and you're sipping on that coffee, put it down. This is going to make you spit up that hot coffee all over the place. Okay, folks. So between January 2019 and May 2024, Global Affairs Canada spent $3.3 million on booze. Folks, they're spending $51,000 a month on alcohol, and then they're sending you the bill. Okay? And remember, this is one department, Global Affairs Canada. There's more than 200 other federal departments, crown corporations, and agencies.
So I think a few things come to mind. why are, I think the main question is why? Why are bureaucrats buying alcohol, in some cases, warehouse orders, bulk? They said one of the receipts I saw was bulk replacement of alcohol. What is this for?
So let me get into that, right? Because, so first of all, kudos to Ryan. Nobody tell him, but he's doing great work as our investigative journalist for taxpayers here in Ottawa. Like, this wasn't published online. Ryan had to dig this up through an access to information request, right? So now there were some explanations. In some instances, this alcohol spending was on official events or receptions around the world. I mean, remember, first of all, I'm very skeptical. Second of all, $51,000 a month.
Dude. Yeah.
But in other instances, to your point, they were just bulk alcohol purchases or replenishment of wine stock. Huh? In another instance, Chris, they spent $1,000 on a booze-filled trivia night.
Dude. What? Yeah, this is not acceptable. Like, you got really mad a couple of shows ago, and I think this one might actually have my blood boiling, because I just keep picturing people who are fighting to fill the fridge. And these guys, these chuckleheads, are busy filling their bellies full of booze on our tab. So number one, a lot of private companies, even if you're out at a work event, okay, they will cover the food quite often, maybe one drink. But a lot of private corporations have a policy where they do not pay for alcohol. Two, this is not their money. Like, this is like, bureaucrats get paid enough. Like, a lot of bureaucrats are way overpaid. They have their own money. So if they want to go buy some wine or fancy champagne or something I can't even pronounce, they should go do that themselves. And like, it's little things like this. And I'm just going to read it directly off the website story that we have at taxpayer.com. I encourage everybody to go read this while they're sitting down. On March 19th, 2019, bureaucrats in San Jose, California, expensed $8,153 worth of booze. Just 12 days later, those bureaucrats spent another $2,196 on booze. Number one, why do we have Canadian bureaucrats in San Jose, California? What are they doing? Number two, why on earth are they racking up more than $11,000 in costs in alcohol for taxpayers? Like, who answers to this stuff?
Look, to say that we need a culture change is like the biggest understatement. Like, there's rot.
Yeah.
There's rot. We need whole rotten roots to be pulled.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy. And, you know, Chris, can I just jump into my taxpayer pro tip while we're on it here?
Yes, of course.
Because, like,
while you're thinking about it.
Okay, my taxpayer pro tip goes out to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland. It's 2024. There's no pandemic. Look around. Back to normal life, right? What in the world are you doing running a $40 billion deficit? Like, what are you doing? Like, there isn't a pandemic.
Nope.
There's no world war going on.
Nope.
Right? $40 billion deficit? Like, what is going on? Like, it's getting kind of embarrassing. It's completely unacceptable. We got to fix this. $1 billion a week on debt interest charges. You got to cut spending.
They do.
Because enough is enough.
They do. And $3 million, $3.3 million on booze in one department. I hated when we had to point that out. I'm hoping, in like a gray sort of way, that global affairs would be the biggest spender of booze. I'd think, and not, I don't know, the Department of Transportation, God forbid. So maybe it's these guys with all their fancy international parties that justify to themselves, not to the taxpayer, but justify to themselves that they can waste this kind of money. So maybe there's a little bit of hope in that, but you're right. It's indicative. You want to know how we have a $46 billion deficit? Because they approve expenses like this. It's the so-called little things that lead to the big things like that. And it's another reason why we need to stand up to Ottawa in every way we possibly can, which gets me to my taxpayer pro tip. And that is calling on Alberta Premier Danielle Smith to jump into the court fight against the carbon tax. So that might sound familiar to our regular listeners. Yes, we had a court fight about the carbon tax a while back, but there's a trick there. They said, I'm paraphrasing, they said that the carbon tax was okay because it was national. Well, something big happened in between then and now. And that is they got a carve out for furnace oil on the carbon tax, a 3-year pause on it. That's primarily in the Maritimes. That's not national anymore. And so poetically, it's actually the Premier of New Brunswick who's jumped back into the court fight saying, let's fight the carbon tax. Now, we know that Premier Danielle Smith has, you know, gone after Trudeau on many different fronts, including the No More Pipelines Act. She's going after them against their production slash emissions cap. Always happy to go after Ottawa. But this one, like, she needs to pay attention to it and come over the top rope and help lead it. Because if Alberta tags in, we're a much heavier hitter. No offense to New Brunswick, much heavier hitter. And it's something that the Canadian Taxpayers Federation is involved in as well. So my taxpayer pro tip is, hey, Premier, you're missing this one fight over here in this corner. So head on over those ropes. Franco, thank you so much for this. that booze thing, man. All right, folks, if you want to help fight, if you want, for example, to scrap the carbon tax, if you want to defund the media, if you want to stop the gun grab coming from the Trudeau government, head on over to our website, taxpayer.com, sign the petitions that speak to you, that mean a lot to you, and then you're part of the standing army on that topic. So stand up, be heard, fight back, go to our website, taxpayer.com.